It's really important that we ensure the future of refuge provision in South East Hampshire. Every week, approximately two women are killed in this country. The National Network of Refuges is absolutely crucial for women and children, but it is being gradually eroded. In the last 5 years, 17% of refuges have actually closed, and this is due to funding cuts. Funds are being diverted towards community-based services or preventative work. Funding is being diverted away from victim services to perpetrator services. The length of time women can spend in refuges is being restricted. The ability for women to move safely around the country to go to a refuge in a different area is being eroded because authorities are limiting the amount of women from out of area that are allowed to come in. So we've decided that actually it's really important that we own a refuge, that we can deliver the exact services that women and children require. Because a refuge isn't just a home, it actually transforms people's lives. And that transformation doesn't take place within a certain time limit or within a certain geographical area. We just want to ensure that those people who need safe accommodation are provided with refuge accommodation when and where and for how long they need it.
And what kind of facilities is it going to have for these women and children?
The women and children will have their own bedroom and they will share communal facilities, kitchen, laundry, lounge, bathroom facilities with the other families. I know that doesn't sound ideal, but we have to be realistic and make sure that we're providing economically sensible accommodation in these times. But it will have a very homely atmosphere. But all importantly, the women will also be provided with peer support, but also support from specialist workers. And those specialist workers provide a crucial service. They support the women and children to access finances, whether that's getting back into work or getting benefits. They help children get into schools. They help women and children seek medical support. They help with budgeting. They help develop skills. And the women who come into the refuge quite often will suddenly find from the other people living there that they're not alone. They're not the only person who's experienced this. So they will have the most amazing transformation that they actually realise that they are going to be empowered to move on and live a life free from domestic abuse.
And I guess what you were saying about having those shared facilities and that homely atmosphere, as you say, the women can speak to each other and learn about shared experiences. For the children as well, having other children that they can play with and see and their parents not be fearful of that.
Absolutely. Statics tell us that 90% of children are in the same or the next room when domestic abuse takes place. And the impact on children who experience or see domestic abuse is really serious. And by getting crucial support from specialist workers so that they will have free and structured play, they will have therapeutic support, but actually, most importantly, they'll have fun for maybe the first time in their lives.
So actually, the logistics of building this refuge, I guess it's a huge undertaking for you guys. Just, what is it that you need?
Absolutely. Well, we've set ourselves a target to raise £1 million. What we want to do is build a refuge, or if it's more sensible, purchase a property and convert it into a refuge. So we want to secure enough money to deliver that, but we also want to secure enough money to actually be able to fund that refuge ourselves so that we're not reliant on dwindling local authority funding, that we're not constrained with what we've got to deliver, that we can actually deliver the services that the clients want, not the services that commissioners want.
And I guess to do that, you're calling on people to help you out, aren't you?
Absolutely. One in four women will experience domestic abuse in their lifetime. So everybody will know somebody who has or is experiencing domestic abuse. And actually, what we want is people to think, if I was in that position, what would I want and would people be able to help me? So yes, we are asking people to purchase a brick. They're different denominations. So we have a bronze brick for £25, a silver brick for £100, and a gold brick for £1,000. And those bricks and those contributions will go towards building us a refuge.